Saudi Prince's Showcase Tarnished by Grizzly Report by Mark Landler and Kate Kelly. The participants nicknamed it Davos in the Desert, which captures the lofty ambitions of the annual investor conference scheduled to convene in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia this month. Initially planned as an intimate gathering, it grew quickly in size and scope, and the inaugural meeting last year reflected the determination of its host, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, to be a player on the world stage. In keeping with Muslim practice, no alcohol was served. Waiters roamed the vast, opulent Ritz-Carlton Hotel, offering pale Saudi coffee and exotic fruit drinks. Outside the hotel, female executives kept their arms and legs covered, but the gathering was an extravagant embodiment of Crown Prince Mohammed's dream to modernize Saudi Arabia and wean it off its reliance on oil by 2030. Speaking on stage to the Fox Business Network anchor Maria Bartiromo, the prince said Saudi Arabia and all of its projects and programs can reach new horizons in the world. Then he presented his blueprint for Neon, a $500 billion planned city that would rise from the sands, a futuristic Xanadu of high-tech jobs and robot workers. Last week, that vision collided with the brutal realities of the Middle East, a swirl of allegations that Crown Prince Mohammed's family ordered the murder of a Saudi journalist in Turkey. The ensuing furor has tarnished the future king's reputation and left his conference in tatters as foreign investors confront the dark side of his Arabian dreams. If last year's conference served as a grand coming-out party for Crown Prince Mohammed, this year's gathering is a symbol of the West's deepening disillusionment with the young leader. No longer the bold reformer bent on modernizing his kingdom, a favorite of President Trump and his son-in-law Jared Kushner, he is now regarded as an impulsive, unreliable autocrat who falls back on crude tactics to crush dissent. The grisly, if unconfirmed, reports about the journalist Jamal Khashoggi have prompted a growing list of attendees and sponsors to bail out of the Riyadh meeting, and by week's end, the New York Times and every other major Western news media organization, except Fox Business Network, had canceled its participation.